and thank you for joining us on America Weekend. Always great spending time with you. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Ever think about what you need in your wardrobe? You know, the classic stuff, the things you can't do without. Michael O'Connor, style expert, celebrity stylist, fashion consultant to the stars, has a segment today on a staple for your wardrobe, which is, without a doubt, one of the most important things you can own. Michael?
Hi, Valerie, and thank you. I hope you really liked my last week's segment on shoe and boot styles and how to wear them. It's still on my Facebook page, so if you want some reference, make sure that you visit. This week, I want to talk about a wardrobe staple. By now, I'm sure that you know the term LBD, or little black dress. It's not a new term, nor a new idea. It's said that the term was actually ascribable to Coco Chanel, talking about a woman's wardrobe must-have. A dress that is intended to be long-lasting, versatile, affordable, accessible to the widest market possible, and, of course, neutral in color. For years, I did a television segment taking one little black dress and changing it up into 5 and 6 different looks, merely by adding different accessories. It truly is the quintessentially perfect item that every woman should have in their closet. In fact, I think that almost every designer makes their own version of the little black dress by this point, so there are so many different styles to choose from that undoubtedly you're going to find one that's going to work for your body type. Now, if you don't know how to choose the best style of dress for your body type, refer to my earlier segment about choosing a dress based upon that. Now, I know that you're asking the question, how can one garment truly be expected to be versatile and long-lasting, given a variety of looks so that it's going to never look stale, dated, and never look old? Well, it's how you wear it, and of course, how you accessorize it that's going to give it new life every single time you wear it. Here are some examples of ways to wear a little black dress that are going to keep it fresh and amazing looking. First, give it a little New York attitude by keeping the look monochromatic in all black. Partner your little black dress with a sheer black hose, black pumps, and black accessories. The look can be a little hard edge, but it's a very sexy look, and if you really want to feminize it a little bit, you can actually do a little bit more casual or loose hair or touches of lace that are going to really make it a little bit more feminine. Because of the monochromatics, this look is going to give you the illusion of height. Now, if you like the idea of creating that taller look but feel that all black is just too severe for you, forego the black hose and the pumps and partner the dress with nude pumps. And if your dress has a shorter hemline, it's going to make your legs look like they are a mile long. Another great idea is to actually create pop by adding one very bright accessory. So for example, like a red clutch or a colorful belt or a large turquoise bib style necklace. Remember that wherever you add the pop of color, it will draw the eye. So don't wear that color in an area that you may wish to camouflage. You can also wow them with accessories. Since black sometimes can be a little somber, amp up the look with a major accessory and lots of glitter. So for example, a beautiful crystal bib style necklace or very long multi-strand station chains will look amazing. Or you can actually do a major stack of bracelets on the arm. A collection of pins or brooches on the dress itself will also add pop. And if you're a little bit more daring, try them in your hair. You can also achieve this wow factor with a sparkling belt and pumps, and this is really, really great for a curvy girl with an hourglass shape. However, if you're on the shorter side, the attention to the middle with that horizontal line combined with the sparkling shoes are going to draw the eyes down and give the appearance of being shorter than you are. You can also bring in a rock legend kind of feel by adding a leather jacket over the dress. This is going to give the look an edgier kind of feel, especially if the jacket is studded or a bright red leather. Remember to think about the length of the jacket because you want something that's going to be best for your body type. You can also make the look younger and hipper by adding ankle boots and patterned tights as a complement. And if you like the idea of adding a jacket, but you don't want that rocker style, choose a more elegant fitted style jacket, perhaps like a tuxedo style or a bolero. That's going to make the look very classic. You also can serve some major face by keeping your clothing simple and black and really just amping up your face by the use of a beautiful striking lip color or a dramatic eye treatment. And finally, you can also give the look a boho chic feel with a great pair of taller boots or mix wonderful colored necklaces or bracelets and add a scarf and a wider brimmed hat to complete the look. Investing in that little black dress can be really one of the wisest investments and most versatile pieces of clothing that a woman can own. It's already going to be very chic, and with the right accessories and some creative thinking, it can easily transition from season to season, year to year, and event to event. Now, don't forget that I'm going to show some examples of this and various types of looks on my Facebook page, Michael O'Connor Style, and I hope that you're following me on Instagram and Twitter at StylingSpy. Until next week, you are fashionable in five.
Style expert Michael O'Connor, always great having him on the program with us here at America Weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Valerie Smaldone. America.
Think Green. Harrison with you. A recent Washington Post report cites some uneasy news that sea levels could rise faster along America's East Coast than in any other densely populated part of the world. The new research shows changing ice caps and ocean currents pushing water toward our eastern shorelines. The new studies show the Atlantic seaboard might get 17 to 25 inches or more of water in the next 50 years, for a total increase that would submerge a beach chair. That's might. All the predictions come from computer models, which could be wrong. And the mid-Atlantic region's ample high ground means it'll probably never be as vulnerable as Louisiana and Florida. In the 20th century alone, though, global seas rose about 0.7 inches a year, showing that it doesn't matter who's causing global warming, sea level rise is something we can definitely measure. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This big left-hander is still the career leader in wins for the Los Angeles Angels, and he ranks 23rd on baseball's all-time strikeout list. He's also the only pitcher to strike out four batters in an inning twice. So, where is Chuck Finley now? Chuck still turns up at Angels events, but his fame away from the game remains surreal. His four-year marriage to video vixen Tawny Kitaen remains part of baseball's lore. And the writers of the series Burn Notice adopted Chuck's name as the undercover identity of a character named Sam Axe because Axe bet big on Finley's games.
You need a new cover, Andy.
Sorry, Fee, I don't think so. Chuck Finley is forever.
Yes, Chuck Finley is forever. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.